Log Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. God already give it to you. God already have blessed you. He blessed you going in and he blessed you coming out. Hallelujah. He already give it to you. What more you want? He's giving us everything pertaining to godliness. We are complete in him. Praise you the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to have a word of prayer. I thank God for evangelists. Renee, and her super healing, her super recovery. Hallelujah. I tell you what a powerful thing the Lord showed me. How God's going to miraculously heal her faster this time because she know he can do it. See, once you've experienced something with God, there's no doubt now. You know he's a healer. See, the only way you know he's a healer because you've been healed. When you've been delivered and you know it was God, he did it yesterday, so why won't he do it today? He did it the other time, why won't he do it today? I can't wait for people who have put their faith in God for whatever. All you can say is yellow. Yellow. No, you can do it. Did it before. You'll do it again. Because you're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. We're going to ask our Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer, and we'll get into the lesson. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, amen. Like that song says, got it, I got it. We got it, we got it. Amen. Because of God. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from 2 Peter and verse 3. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and amen,
yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, as we come before you in the name of Jesus, we're thanking you, Father God, for this time that we all come together and study your word, Father God. We're thanking you for the healings that have gone forth. We're thanking you for deliverance that has gone out, Father God, and we just thankful, Father God, for the change that has come over all of us, Father. Lord, we ask that you continue to have your way in our lives, Father God, that we will be witnesses for you, that we will not only talk about it, but that we will be about it, that people will know that there is a difference and our life has been changed. Lord, we ask that you bless all those who have asked us to keep them in prayer, Father God, for you know all things. So we're praying that your will be done. Lord, we ask that you will bless our pastor, continue to use him, Holy Ghost guide him into the word that we're able to understand it, Father God, and then help us to receive it, Lord. And we're just thanking you for all of your many blessings. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Okay. We're going to thank you so much, Pastor, for that word of prayer. We're going to get right into the lesson. Yesterday we left off actually talking about it being revealed from glory to glory. But let me remind everyone where we're at. We're still on our foundational scripture, which is Philippians 3. And we were going from the 13th verse. I think we did to the 15th verse. But so that everybody be on the same page, you know, he had said he did not count himself to know everything, but one thing he did, he forget those things that were behind him, and he was pressing toward the higher calling. And that higher calling of God, God's higher calling, is in Christ Jesus. So let us therefore, as many as be perfect, he said, be thus minded, and if anything ye be otherwise minded, God will reveal even this unto you. So God wants to reveal his will unto you, and that will of the higher calling. Let's be clear here. If you got a higher calling, you got a lower calling. And we discussed the fact yesterday that some of the lower calling is like over in Ephesians 4. These are gifts. They're not calling. Listen, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to lose sight, because you got a lot of preachers and pastors and bishops and all these people. They want you to believe that they are part of the higher calling. Oh, you know, we're at the executive level. We're this and we're that. Baloney. They're enjoying the gift of Christ. The Bible says he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above the heavens, above everything, that he might fulfill all things. And then the Bible says, and he gave gifts, some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. He gave these gifts for the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And that had nothing to do with pressing toward the higher mark. No, he did. He gave those gifts so we can all come into the unity of faith and the knowledge of God unto the perfect man. So these are gifts. So when people talk about being an apostle, prophet, evangelist, a pastor, teacher, this is not the higher calling, okay? The higher calling of God is in Christ. That higher calling happens to be being in God's glory.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's where it's at. It's that image. God wants us to be in that image. We're called to that. How I know that? Because I do have some paper for you now. In 2 Peter, that's almost went there, I think. In 2 Peter 1, you know, he was talking about multiplying God's peace and God's grace and God's knowledge through the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, according as it has divine power, who have given unto us, y'all watch this now, who have given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. He's given us everything pertaining to that godly life.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That godly life, what did he do? He did it through the knowledge of him that have called us. Let me underline that word right there. He have called us to glory and virtue. You've been called to this glory.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible says. And then 1 Peter 5, I think it's 1 Peter, or that's 2 Peter. In 1 Peter, he said pretty much the same thing. But we've been called to the glory of God. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you answered the call? Do you want that? See, everybody don't want the glory of God because it requires truth. It requires you forgetting the old man and living unto the new man. And then 1 Peter 5, and I think it's the 10th verse, it says, but the God of all grace who have called us, see that word again, called us unto his eternal glory. There is an eternal glory. That's the higher calling. That eternal glory, eternal life into that glory. That's what Christ said. He says his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that, you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establishing, strengthening, and selling you. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen, amen, amen. So we've been called to that higher calling. The higher calling of God is in Christ. Everybody don't want that. Let me be clear. Everybody don't want to suffer. It requires you to press through the suffering. How long shall we suffer? Till the suffering is over. But you just keep on pressing. You keep on pressing your way. And understand this as well, my brothers and sisters. We are called. So when you call, you have to answer the call.
Amen.
Now, you can use the gifts without answering the call because the gift is to edify and build up the body of Christ. Let me share one other thing with you guys because I shared this. I think it was a pastor over in Romans 3 because I want you to know what keeps you from the glory of God. Now, the enemy has a way of teaching this wrong. But over in Romans 3, It says this. Now watch this. It says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now everybody use that. Everybody use that. Oh, you ain't perfect. Everybody done sinned and come short. Y'all heard people use that scripture. When they want to prove that whatever you doing, you ain't all of that. They be trying to prove that you ain't all of that and you ain't this and you ain't. They trying to prove that for the simple fact that they trying to justify whatever they doing or trying to show you it ain't that bad. But that's not what this scripture talking about. For all have sinned and come short of the glory. God is teaching us the only thing keep you from the glory of God is you practicing sin. You start practicing sin, and you're going to be in the glory of God. But it's revealed from glory to glory. I'll show you that in a minute. I want you to let that soak in for a moment. The Bible says even the righteousness of God is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all upon them that believe, for there is no difference. For we all, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Watch this. Being justified and made right now, made right freely by the grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So we, even though they want to teach us that everybody has sinned, and all it's teaching us is that sin keeps you from that glory. That's what sin does, practicing it. Keeps you. Anybody don't want to practice truth, they want to, anybody that doesn't want to practice God's righteousness, the Bible said, therefore we have concluded that a man is justified by his faith without the deeds of the law. But see, anybody want to show you, oh, well, we all have sin come short of the glory. That's not what he's talking about. He's telling us the only thing keep you from the glory of God or walking in God's glory is sin. That's why Satan got kicked out. You know that, right? He was in the glory of God. He got kicked out. The Bible says we're being justified, that's made right freely, by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. The redemption is in Christ, man. God put this, God set this forth like that. Ain't something I did, God did that. He want us in his glory. I want nobody to miss this, and if you have any questions, you know, I want you to get it and get it right. But over in 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says this, but we all with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. Do we see the glory? And changed into that same image. Listen, brothers and sisters, underline same image. Because that's the image God is in his glory. He wants us to be in that glory. That's the higher calling. Yeah, God have never he's never forgotten about his promise. He never forgot about his plan. His plan have always been able to make us like him. And he a glorious God. Yes, he is. He's a glorious God. But we all, with open face, beholding as in the glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. If I must say this, and I feel the need to say this, it's necessary that that happen here. Not over there, but here. See, everybody wants to teach that you get that over there. No, that happened here. Now, the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You have that freedom to operate in his glory.
Praise God.
You can see that glory. You can appreciate that glory. I told you, let me tell you what, the children of Israel, they was moved by Moses because they saw the brightness. They saw what that glory did. He just had a tad bit of it. The children, when they carried the ark, the glory of the Lord stood over there. And let me tell you something else, too. And I don't know if we're going to get into it today or not. But see, when you're in glory, you operating in victory. God is not defeated. That ought to tell you right there what glory is. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. God is in his glory. But God is not defeated, brothers and sisters. God is in his glory, man. If you just stop and think about that for a moment and let that kind of soak in, God is in his glory. And guess what? I told you he's given us everything pertaining to godliness. That's what Peter said. He given us everything. He gave you his son. So what else won't he give you? There is nothing. And then here's the other thing about God. God got so much of this stuff. He can share it. He rich. Do you know your daddy is rich? I'm talking about he's rich with glory. He's rich with righteousness. He's rich even in faith. The Bible says he is the author. But guess what? Not that we be praised. We be praised. That's not the glory we're talking about. For their level of glory. And I want everybody to understand. Their level of glory. Some of it is for gratification. Some of it is for great gratification. For exaltation. It's a higher perspective. It's higher because you have achieved something that perhaps your neighbors didn't achieve. You operate in that glory because like last night, for instance, they had the NBA, the WNBA draft, and this one woman, she might have spent $19,000 just for an outfit because she know that moment of glory was going to be there. She knew she was going to, she began to rejoice proudly. See, that's what glory is. She was happy. Mm-hmm. She was being picked number one. And all those other girls, they was expressing a delight too. They was operating in their glory. See?
No, I thought
so that word is used to express, and God wanted to express his love. When you talk about glory, the Bible says Christ is the Lord of glory. He master glory. He over all the glory. But he want us in that same glory, man. That same image. We just haven't been taught that it's okay, but it's okay to operate in God's glory. He wants you there. And I say that unapologetically. God wants you in his glory. It's an honor to be like your dad. It's an honor to be like. So whatever God is like, that's what we ought to be trying to be like. So if you know he's in his glory in terms of being victorious, you should want that. The same thing. You ain't trying to rob God of anything. God is trying to share to us what he's about.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He want to share with us. I just read that over there in Peter. He's given us everything pertaining to godliness. I think that's what we read. Read something along those lines.
Yeah.
He's given us this stuff. So why wouldn't you receive it? You should receive it. And that don't mean you get the big head and you want everybody to, you want everybody to praise you. No, that's not the glory we're talking about. We're talking about the kind of glory that calls celebration. You're celebrating because you're in God. You have escaped the corruption that is in the world today after lust.
Yes. Amen.
Some of the scripture that we said we were going to get into, we're going to get into a couple of them today because it's important. But we have to understand that we have to obtain that higher calling. And that higher calling is in glory. The higher calling is the image of God. You can't get no higher than that, being like God. Did I just preach a word there? Well, it ain't no higher calling than being renowned.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But see, God, he sees us, and he wants us to be like him.
Mm-hmm.
That's a treasure.
Yeah.
God get joy out of that, seeing that his children is like him. Think about it from this perspective. Let me go to where you live at. Let me go down your street for a moment, because I want you to see this. If you saw your child doing what you asked that child to do, you're going to tell me that it's not going to make you happy? You're not going to rejoice? A smile is not going to come on your face? Man, please. You be shouting.
Yeah.
Make you proud. When you see your child achieve something, I don't care what it is. If it's nothing but you got your child into the Word of God, well, that ought to just put a smile on your face. And especially you grandparents out here, y'all sure enough ought to be rejoiced.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You see your grandbabies following in the footsteps of God. They're leaning toward the things of God more and more every day. You see them giving God praises. You see them that they're pressing their way through a lot of things. Yeah, because of that image. God is a king. God wants us to be kings. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He wants you all to be queens. He wants to be kings and queens. I read that. That's part of that higher calling. I read that over in Revelation. Yeah. One of the scriptures, I know I said several of them, but we're going to go to Ephesians. I guess we'll go to Ephesians 1, one and 12. Maybe to read some scriptures today. Ephesians 1 and 12. Pastor, you can read it out of another version if you like. What should we be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ?
Amen. And from the Message Bible, long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he had his eye on us, had designs on us for glorious living, part of the overall purpose he is working out in everything and everyone. Amen.
Yeah, see, this for those who have obtained the inheritance. You have this is your inheritance. I don't know why people think you got to get over there and get, no, you get your inheritance here.
All right.
Let me say that again, because sometimes we can miss that little bit right there. The Bible says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. We have obtained that inheritance, being predestined according to him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. It was God's will. It was Christ's will that we should be to the praise of his glory. Yeah.
Thank you.
And that's God's will, man, for you. That's God's will for me. And
thank
it shall
you,
be revealed from glory to glory. So in order to get this stuff, you got to start getting in the glory of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because that's where he's at. He can communicate things. See, a lot of people, they're friends with God. But listen, brothers and sisters, they are not fellowshipping with God. Ooh, a preacher, how can you say that? Well, because I understand what fellowship is. I get it. I understand what's going on here, man. What's going on here is you gotta have something in common with God. And if you're going to the glory of God, you gotta start fellowshipping with God in the glory. Not like people say, oh, well, you know, come on to the fellowship hall or come on to our church and let's fellowship. I want fellowship with you. I want fellowship with God.
All right.
That's
what
I want fellowship with. I mean, I can go down to the local sandwich shop and fellowship with somebody. No, I want to fellowship with God. And God is in his glory. And if I don't get in the glory, he can't reveal it to me. But if I'm in his glory, that's what he said. The Bible says that same image from glory to glory. See, I'm getting my image now, which is that eternal life. Let me say one other thing before we get. Well, I was going to get into this other scripture, but I'm just led to stop right there. But I got to say this. Brothers and sisters, at the end of the day, when all said and done, song's been sung, prayer's been prayed, it's really about your eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
Where you going to spend eternity at? See, people, they offer you a lot of stuff. Just tell them, say, what do I need to do to have eternal life? But that's what's really important. I'll just be honest with you. All this other malarkey, I need to know what I got to do to inherit my eternal life. Because, see, one thing for sure, I'm going to leave here.
Amen.
And I'm going to spend eternity somewhere. And that's where I want to know. Where I'm going to spend eternity. And I wonder, am I going to be with the Lord? When you get through trying to tell me how righteous I need to be and I should do this and I should do that, all I want to know, where am I going to spend eternity at and what I need to do? And it's nowhere in the scripture to tell you that you go to a church, you're going to have eternal life. That is not the gospel, man. That is not the truth. And don't make me, I got some receipts now. Because that thief on the cross, he never went to a church. But God gave him eternal life. Told him, this day you shall be with me in paradise. But I'm going to leave it right there. Anyone have any comments? Press 1. Hallelujah. Press 1. And we'll try to mark where we left off at. Because tomorrow, we're going to pick it up. Right here. Okay. Anyone have any comments? Anything you want to share? Hallelujah. Evangelist Renee. Wait a minute here. Let's see here. Evangelist Renee.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon.
Listen at her. Listen how strong she sounds.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen. Amen.
Thanking the Lord strong. For his healing power. Thanking him for bringing me through.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you guys for all your prayers. I don't care what nobody says. Prayer works, okay?
Amen.
Okay. I'm
witness. Amen. Yes. He'll, that song Pastor play, he'll work it out. Won't he do it? Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
He will do. Yes, he will. And I'm just thanking him for it. All his many blessings bringing me through. Because he didn't have to do it. It was because of his grace and his mercy. And I thank him for that.
Amen.
My last say is, by his stripes, I am healed. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Amen.
Thank you so much. Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Amen. I just want to kind of piggyback on what you were talking about, the glory, Pastor, in Ephesians 1, verses 17 and 18. It also says that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Amen, amen. So I was looking at that at the Message Bible. And it's, well, I'm going to start here. I'm not sure where it's at. I'm just going to start from where they start at. They start from verse 15. It says, that's why when I heard of the solid trust you have in the Master Jesus and your outpouring of love to all the followers of Jesus, I couldn't stop thanking God for you. Every time I pray, I think of you and give thanks. But more than thank, I ask the God of our Master Jesus Christ, the God of glory, to make you intelligent and discerning in knowing him personally, your eyes focused and clear so that you can see exactly what it is he is calling you to do. And then it says the immensity of this glorious way of life he has for his followers, or the utter extravagance of his work in us who trust him, endless energy, boundless strength. Amen, amen. So it just seems like to me they just brought that out about the glory of God, and we are to be in him. As I could, it said, intelligent and discerning in knowing him personally, so that you can be in the glory of God.
Hallelujah. Awesome. Awesome. Yes, Rebecca, so you have to, it is God's will that you know his knowledge, the knowledge that you need. Now, I know folks, oh, well, I don't think God gets predicated on what you think. God wants you to know. Satan don't want you to know. I was telling somebody just yesterday, you go ahead on and say what the word of God says. If the word of God says you heal, you said, by his stripes, I am healed. And what you say, mm-hmm. just say it anyway.
That's right.
Well, I don't feel it. God didn't say you had to feel it. You had to speak it. See, that's where it mm-hmm. starts. It starts you confessing and stop doubting it. The moment you
yeah.
say, well, I ain't feeling it yet, but I know one of these days he's going to do that. See, that's doubt and unbelief. God don't have no, he don't get no satisfaction out of that. He don't get no glory mm-hmm. out of that. He get glory uh-huh. when you speak your faith out and say, the word of God declare and decree that by his stripes I'm healed. So that means if you need deliverance, whatever it is that you need to be healed of, deliverance, mm-hmm. your mindset, you don't wait till the walls come down. You go ahead on and praise him
before the walls come down.
Say that. Say that. Amen.
See, that's what faith is. Faith says, you know what? God is going to do it, so I'm sticking my neck out, and God is going to have to deliver me. See, if you don't jump out there in the water, then God don't have no, you don't have nothing for that.
Mm-hmm.
How you going to say, well, God's going to save you, and you won't get in the water?
Amen.
God's going to save you, but you won't get in the water.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the kind of God a lot of people are serving. But that's where it starts at. It starts with you confessing what the Word of God says, exactly what the Word says.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And God don't mind you. God don't mind you being at the, because you ain't going to embarrass God. He ain't going to let you.
Amen.
God will heal you before he let you embarrass him. Well, suppose he don't. He will. See, that's what Satan wants you to think. Oh, well, you think I can get that house? Well, let's see. See, I don't get a lot into the physical stuff, but it works in the physical as well as it works in the spiritual. That's why it's so important that we understand the spiritual things. Because, see, what you see in the flesh, it takes place in the spirit as well. So I already done did it. It's already happened in the spirit world. So go ahead on and stand on it. Claim it.
Well,
I don't want... You ain't going to embarrass God. Trust me. You ain't that smart.
All right.
Well, oh, God don't. He will. See, Satan don't want you to think he will. He wants you to think that you don't want to embarrass God because you didn't tell some people God's going to heal you. And see, that's the old kind of, that's just another one of his tricks. That's how.
Amen.
He undid it, and you didn't even have to ask him. He did some stuff for you.
Thank you, Lord.
He delivered you from some stuff you didn't even ask him about.
Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. Lord, just really impressed. I mean, somebody need to say something. Somebody else. But you know what? Y'all know how I do it. I don't force nobody. You ain't going to say it, fine. I just wish you would. Because you got a word in you. No, you do. Whoever the Spirit is talking to.
Amen, amen.
It's about God's glory. It's about he wanting you to have that glory. Not so you can get, well, you know, I did this and I did that. Brother and sister, that's not giving God's glory. Giving God glory when you acknowledge, hey, God gave you the victory. Yeah, you have victory, man. That's the glory right there. You ought to be rejoicing.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. But thank you, Pastor. You have anything else you want to share?
Not at this time, Pastor. Just a great lesson. Amen.
Well, let's press toward the higher calling.